All right, Metal Asylum fans, I'm privileged today to be talking to two guys from a really exciting up-and-coming band out of Arkansas called Levels. I actually got Dalton, drummer, and Rob, the guitar player. Thank you guys so much for taking some time out today to talk to me, and hope you guys are doing well.
Thanks for having us.
So, you know, you guys, it looks like 2016 was you know, you did some stuff, and I think 2017 is shaping up to be a big year for you guys. What do you guys have planned for 2017?
Well, we just now got off of our tour with Voices in Vain that went across the southeast of the U.S., and right before the new year, we dropped our latest single, Slip. That was a follow-up to our debut EP, Exists, and for 2017, it looks like we're starting to write a full-length album, and we hope to release that within the next few months.
And also to tour the rest of the U.S. and hopefully expand into Canada.
All right, cool. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, some new music. Definitely be exciting. So I guess, you know, this is probably going to be a question you guys are going to get a lot, and I do not mean this in any kind of smart-ass way. So I don't
You're good.
But, so, I mean, you guys are not, you know, you don't get a lot of bands out of Arkansas. So tell me about, you know, about that. What's the scene like there, and what's it been like for you guys? And do you feel like that's a non-issue, or you feel like it's been a plus or a minus, or I mean, I guess, what are your thoughts on being a metal band out of Arkansas?
We definitely feel like there is a hindrance there from being from Arkansas with metal. You know, I feel like the first thing people think of when they think of any kind of band to come out of Arkansas is like Evanescence from way back in the day.
Or WTF.
We're fortunate enough that we've gotten to play a lot outside of the state. Like, we calculated just the other day, and we've been a band just right at a year now, and we've played 20 in-state shows and 19 out-of-state, it might even be opposite of that. I think we've played out-of-state more than in-state, and so that's really helped us a lot. We do play a lot of shows here in Arkansas, and I feel like our fan base here in Arkansas is very well established to the people who come to shows. And you wouldn't think it, but it's a very
supportive community.
Yeah, and a very thirsty metal scene here in Arkansas that want bands to come here, but bands seem to not want to come here because they think it's Arkansas and it's country and all that stuff.
Yeah. It's a little underrated, surprisingly, so... But, yeah, I mean, I love the scene here. Like I said, everyone's really dedicated to it. And like Dalton was saying, they're super thirsty. And, you know, we're very close to that base here in our home state. And, you know, I would recommend any band wanting to expand their horizons that Arkansas would welcome you warmly.
Yeah.
You know?
That's cool. I mean, hopefully you guys can, you know, establish some more legitimacy. And so tell me a little bit about – well, actually – I was going to say, let's talk about the new album. Let's talk about the EP and Slip. You know, I like them a lot. I like to think the song, the song Exists and the song Slip especially are really impressive. Can you tell me about your sound? Tell me about this album. If you want to dovetail that into, you know, the new album or the new material.
I feel like we haven't really got to explain ourselves a lot over the time from whenever we released Exists and compared to how Slip is now, but everybody that's been reviewing it and talking about it lately has mentioned that Exists seems to be like our sound, and then Slip kind of is the next step from that. And that's exactly what we think. That's exactly how we felt about it. All the rest of the songs on the Exists EP, they were written, they began like 3 years ago, maybe four now.
If just Dalton and I, we were writing, we were just wanting to record some stuff. We were both in other bands, and, you know, when he moved up here to Conway, which is where I also am, and we just started writing and just putting together some basis, foundations of some songs. And then Jagger, our other guitar player, he came in and just did some voicings, you know, really, really cool voicings just to enhance what was already there. And really brought it out. You know, the rest of the band started performing together. Jake stepped in on vocals. And then, you know, Jacob, for this new song, Slip, you know, it was really his first time to actually get to record with us. And And it was that Slip is actually the very first song that we've gotten to record everything and write together
as a full band. The rest of the music, like Rob was saying, me and him started writing it all those years ago, and then we started, the band started to become a real thing as we got the members to fall into place. And so really, I would say Slip is the first thing you could expect to hear as our full sound. Like, that's what we are now, and this is kind of like the real start of Levels as a full band, and exists with something that we love dearly, and the whole album, I mean the whole EP, and we wouldn't change anything about it, but it's still not what we are striving to be, but it's definitely laid the foundation for where we've gotten today, and the track exists off of that. Is like, we honestly thought to ourselves, like, yeah, this is the direction we want to go, and then I feel like Slip is the next step from that, like I said, and we'll see where that, we hope the album takes off like Slip did, and we hope to achieve that sort of sound.
Okay. And Fun, can you tell me, I mean, I hear, you know, I do hear how Slip is a progression, but that is absolutely not to diminish the old stuff. I think it's all pretty mature. You know, there's some prog to it. There's some even some little bit of ambiance you guys throw in, and some, you know, and some death metal, of course, in the vocals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's my impression.
Yeah.
so where do you see that heading, and what do you envision? What kind of clues can you give us about what we'll hear, you know, from Slip and the stuff on Forward?
I think the songs moving forward are going to have we really like to think about song structure a lot more. And whereas in the past, you know, we kind of wrote what we liked and what sounded cool to us, but now we're starting to break down songs more, and we're drawing from influences like Era and Novelist. Volumes is a big
earlier influence, especially for like the EP.
Yeah, and the more genty and heavier parts. But we really we hope to achieve more technical guitar riffage and just
overall enhancement in voicings of it. We want to write stuff that, you know, you can't really put your finger on. You know, we really like to hear that. Like you were saying, you hear all the influences from the prog to the death metal. You know, we don't want to leave you completely scratching your heads, but we want to give you something you need to listen to, you know?
We want it to sound familiar, but at the same time, a refreshing new taste.
And you guys are talking about, you know, I do hear the gent too, and you dropped some names. Is there any other big metal names, or even anybody outside of metal? You know, is anybody, any other genres that do influence you?
Let's see. Honestly, like Metallica is honestly my earliest childhood influence. but you know, I like 90s alternative stuff. You know, like Oasis and stuff like that. You know, just anything. Even like Bruno Mars. You know, I know that's so not metal of me to say, but you know, I like it.
Yeah, sound funk.
It's fun. It's, yeah. My iPod is a different story altogether.
Yeah, I pull from all kinds of genres myself. Like, if you were to listen to my playlist and it's on shuffle, I'll be listening to Suicide Silence one time, and the next song will be like something you'd hear some classic, classic country or something, you know. So, yeah, I'm very broadened in my musical taste, and I hear certain aspects of those genres in country or R&B or metal or anything like that, and I'll just hear certain aspects of it, and I'll be like, huh, maybe that would sound good in a metal song or like in one of our own songs or something, you know?
Yeah, you know, again, I totally agree. You know, I am from metalasylum.net is the website, but I'm not going to punch your card. I mean, I agree. You know, good musicians, you got to have a broad talent.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about a live experience. So, you know, I'm going to go see my first Level show eventually. I mean, what am I in for?
We have this, the first thing you're going to see, we have this saying that we have been pitching lately, and you're going to see Nikes, Windbreaker, and Beard. That's your first impression of the
first three.
But as far as...
sweating a lot.
As far as actual looks go and, like, seeing us, we are all very energetic on stage. No matter who's in the room, you know, somebody's always watching, and so we think about that, and we want to put on our best show possible every show, whether there's 10 people in the room or 500 people in the room or one. You know?
Can't say that doesn't happen. But, yeah.
We are definitely, we're not a standstill band. We're always moving around and just giving it our all, you know, breaking our backs on stage to try and show you how energetic we are, and we're very passionate about the music we play.
You might see Jacob, our bass player, fall down, but I swear it's on purpose. Or at least
yeah.
But,
all right,
yeah.
Just don't do that in the pit. I
said it jokingly, but tell me a little bit about the crowd. I mean, you know, I appreciate what you're saying, how you try to move the crowd no matter their size. Tell me about the crowd you're getting. You know, what just the energy and that kind of thing, the pits.
Well, sometimes, you know, we'll get a crowd and like they'll be so into it, and whenever they get into it, I feel like it even amps us up even more, you know. But regardless of if they're amped up or not, we're still going to be amped up. And the crowds we're getting, you know, I mean, it really does vary. Like sometimes we'll play a show and it'll be a full packed house, or sometimes there'll just be a few people there. But, you know, as long as they're into what we're doing, then that's all that matters to us.
You know, sometimes we'll mosh. Sometimes we'll dance. Sometimes we'll just, you know, stand still, like on the more intricate stuff, and just kind of, you know, like just watch and, you know, just really take in what's going on.
Yeah, like we had a show on this past tour in Atlanta, Georgia at the Union EAV, and you could tell that the crowd was just like, you know, there was a lot of people there and it looked full, but they weren't moving or anything, and we were still, you know, we were moving and giving our energy, but they were standing there watching, and we knew that they were watching and, like, enjoying watching us play, and we could feel that, and it was really nice to know that they were actually paying attention and not just standing there. Like, you could feel that they were actually into it, and then we got a lot of positive feedback after the show, and stuff like that just really makes us happy to hear and makes us just want to keep pushing on more and more.
Yeah. You know, like, sometimes you'll see people, like, with their arms crossed, and that's, like, the worst thing ever, but, like... You know, but, you know, to find out they come up to you after the show or whatever, they really enjoy it. You know, it really puts a smile, you know, on their face and, you know, makes everything worth it, to me at least. And I'm sure to all of us. I'm sure I'm speaking, you know, about all of us on that one.
That makes sense. So I'm going to take a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of time we got left. I got to take a little bit of a detour. And I understand you guys were the core or the original songwriting crew, and it's good to hear you're all kind of getting into it. But I don't know if you guys were the primary lyricists or if that's a group effort. But I mean, let's talk about, you know, what kind of messages you're putting out in your lyrics. I mean, what are your songs? When people say, what are your songs about? I know it's a huge, broad question, but I mean, what generally, you know, how do you answer that?
Okay, well, me and Rob really aren't the main lyricists. Jake, our vocalist, is, and I mean, we all talk about it, and we do give our input after he's already written some lyrics, but as far as I know, what he talks about in the whole Exist EP is a lot to do with, like, dreaming and different things you might dream about in your sleep, so it's not really, it's kind of ambiguous, I'd say.
Yeah.
But the concept behind Slip is, it's very, you can pinpoint it, it talks about how you struggle in your life with people telling or people giving you the impression of what you should be and how you should live your life.
External pressures.
Yeah, all the pressures from, like, maybe family or friends
keep you from being who you really want to be.
And they're trying to tell you who they think you should be, and then you're trying to break free from that, and you trap who they've been trying to tell you to be. You finally become who you want to be.
Yeah, open your own box, you know, regarding yourself.
Cool, man.
And I think all of our songs in the future, especially, are just, we always want to relay a positive message, and we really don't talk about, you know, girl problems necessarily or anything like that. Like, we want to be very relatable to everyone on different levels, and we try to come up with concepts that maybe aren't always talked about or just some people can relate to on all kinds of levels.
Absolutely. We tend to refrain from, you know, political and, you know, religion stuff. We try not to get too personal with it, but in a way where everyone, like Dalton said, can go back and relate to themselves in some sort or some manner.
Probably use this word a couple of times. You know, it's cool. You guys have a great ambition for, I think, and where you want to be, and that's cool. So, you know, again, I really appreciate you guys taking the time. I know you got to go to a show tonight.
Yeah, we're playing with this band called After the Tragedy. I'm pretty sure they're making a comeback. They were kind of well known back in the day, from what I hear, and I'm excited to play with them tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely. After the Tragedy is a band that I grew up listening to. You know, after I got out of high school or whatever, I went over there. I always watched them play at this place called Zeno's when I was a kid, 2006, 2007. So I'm really excited to see them. And I feel like it's going to be a really good show tonight.
Break a leg, as they say, you know, not literally in the mosh pit, you know, break a leg. And and I do look forward to it. You know, I'm excited to hear you guys have new material coming out this year. And the way you guys described it, I'm definitely excited. I hope, you know, we can get some interest for it, you know, in the Metal Asylum listeners out there. So if you guys have any kind of parting messages about, you know, upcoming shows, the floor is yours.
Okay, well, I just want to say a big shout-out to the boys and Voices in Vain for taking us out on this past tour with them. Like, definitely go check them out. They've been the nicest guys that I think any of us have ever met and been able to play with multiple days. So check them out, and we want to give a big shout-out to our production company here in Arkansas, Tier None Productions. The guy does an excellent job at promoting every show that comes to town and tries to get as many people there as possible. Like always consider Arkansas as for those bands out there, always consider Arkansas to give it a shot. You know, I talked to the people who have come through here, and they always really liked it, like Voices in Vain. When we hopped on the tour the first day, they said it had been their favorite date, and they have played a really wide spread of states, from Vermont, you know, all the way to Panama City. So they really like Arkansas, so please give it a chance.
Just
be on the lookout for us to go back out on the road probably over the summer, and expect an album release here within, I really don't want to say a specific time, but, I mean, it's going to be out this year sometime.
Yeah.
In the meantime, yeah, everyone go and check out Flip and check out the old stuff. Rob and Dalton, I want to thank you guys again. I'm impressed with you guys and looking forward to more stuff from you in the future.
Awesome. Well, hey, thank you so much for having us on Metal Asylum, and, yeah, we hope to work with you again in the future and talk again. And, yeah, it's been a blast.